Good day, everyone. Today is Wednesday, May the 8th, in the 6th week of the Easter season. And this is Father Jim Wallace speaking from the Basilica of Our Mother of Perpetual Help in Boston. Let us listen to today's gospel. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit will guide you to all truth. The Spirit will not speak on its own, but will speak what it hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. The Spirit will glorify me because the Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that the Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. At the Last Supper in John's Gospel, Jesus offers us two other names for the Holy Spirit. One is the Paraclete, also translated as the Advocate, or the Helper, or the Counselor. And the second is the Spirit of Truth. Jesus presents the Spirit as our guide to the truth, truth that both the Spirit and Jesus have received from the Father. The Spirit will remind us of all that Jesus has said, instructing us in the deepest aspects of the truth and declare the things that are coming. With Jesus' death and resurrection, a new world was being born, drawing us more deeply into a relationship with Jesus and through Jesus with the Father. The Easter season is a good season for listening. It challenges us to be good listeners to the teaching of Jesus that comes to us in the Gospel of John every day. What can help is to find a space and a time when we can peacefully, apart from all the other voices asking for and even demanding our attention, but when we can find the time to call on the Holy Spirit to lead us into the presence of our risen Lord, so we can hear him speak to our hearts, so we can hear him assure us of his great love for us, shown in giving us the Holy Spirit with the many gifts the Spirit brings, like the Easter gifts of peace and joy. It is the Spirit who guides us into the experience of abiding with God and with Jesus. And it is the Spirit who sharpens our awareness that in the midst of all the darkness in our world these days, whether personal or national or global, it is the Spirit who guides us to the truth that we are empowered to live in faith, in hope, and in love. Because by baptism, we live not just with our own lives, our own strength, but within the Trinitarian community of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So let us pray today. Come, Holy Spirit, open our ears so that we may hear the truth you bring, and fill our hearts with love. Give us today, Easter, peace and joy. This is Father Jim Wallace at the Basilica of Our Mother Perpetual Help in Boston. Thank you for listening.